Well, good morning, everyone, and a blessed third Sunday in Advent. That means we only have one more Sunday in Advent, which that fourth Sunday also happens to be Christmas Eve. So we are 1 week away from Christmas Eve, and we say, rejoice, rejoice. Did you hear Reader Jude in his epistle lesson from Philippians? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always. That word rejoice is where we get the name for this Sunday. This Sunday, this third Sunday in Advent, is sort of set aside as a special Sunday. In Latin, rejoice is gaudete. Gaudete. Can you say gaudete? Gaudete. That means to you rejoice. It's a command. Rejoice. Rejoice. You see up on the Advent wreath, the third candle that we lit this morning is a rose-colored candle. That signifies that it's Gaudete Sunday, that we rejoice because our Lord is near. Christmas is almost here. Even though we are still in the penitential season, even though we are still acknowledging our own failures, our own sins, our own junk in our lives, but we rejoice because we know that the Lord is coming. I want to ask you this morning. Have you ever been sick? Who's been sick? Who's ever been sick? I know Zoe was just recently sick, weren't you? You were sick. And you know what? Father James was sick this week. I think I got what you all got, a stomach bug. You spread the love, right? We don't want that kind of love, though. So everyone, at some point in your life, you get sick. And being sick is no fun, especially this time of year. Yeah, he got sick also. Okay, yes, Zachy got sick. But you're well now, right? Your wealth. And so we rejoice. We rejoice that we got better. That Father James, I got better. I got better this week. But as we think about that, I also want us to realize that not only do we get sick, but I don't want you to get all too sad about this, but we also know that one day, and for you all, maybe it's going to be a long, 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 maybe 100 years from now, but all of us are going to die. That's a fact. Just like our puppies or kittens, our pets die, we have older people who die. We've experienced death right here in our church family, right? A couple of weeks ago, Jack Odell, right? Mr. Odell, Mr. Jack, he died. I know that the Kerrs, Zach and Gabriella, Michael, you lost a grandfather, right, recently. And so it's sad, but there for those of us who are look forward to the coming of our Lord, we rejoice. We're not sad in the same way that people who don't have any hope, the scripture tells us. You know, today I'm reminded that for me, you know, I loved my grandparents. I was blessed to know all four of my grandparents. My grandma and grandpa Hamrick, who lived just up the street from Joe and Becky Kerr, your grandparents. And my mama and pawpaw Oaks down in Roanoke, Virginia. But today is the anniversary of my mama's death. It was on December the 17th. 1993, when my mom all passed away. And that was a sad time for us. That was a sad time, especially again this time of year when we are getting ready for Christmas. But you know what? Even though it's been 24 years, we are reminded that death itself has no power over us for those of us who believe in Jesus. There's another just quick reminder of another death that I want us to, that we are commemorating, that we are remembering as a church today. And that is one of a death of a famous person in the Bible named Lazarus. You remember Lazarus? Lazarus was, he was a brother to Martha and Mary. And they lived in Bethany. It was a little town right near the Mount of Olives, just to the east of Jerusalem. And Jesus would often come and visit because he was personal friends with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And do you remember what happened? Jesus was away. He was a good ways away. He was doing ministry, and Lazarus got sick. Lazarus got sick, and he got so sick that he died. And Mary and Martha, they had sent word for the Lord to come and heal him before he died. But Jesus delayed. He didn't come right away. In fact, Lazarus had already died. He had already been in the grave for 4 days. Can you imagine? 4 days in the grave.
No.
Yes. And Jesus came, and we know what happened. If we remember the story, Jesus told them, open up the grave. And they said, Lord, it's going to stink. And he said, open it up. He opened it up, and Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. And you know what happened? Lazarus came out. He was alive. Jesus had raised him from the dead. And you know that we don't hear really anything more in the Bible, or very little more in the Bible about Lazarus. But do you know what? The church has preserved the rest of the story of Lazarus. Do you know what happened to Lazarus after he was raised from the dead? He'd already died once, just like all of us will one day die. Lazarus being raised from the dead, the Jews found out about it. They didn't want the people to know about this miracle, so they plotted to kill Lazarus, to kill him. And so he fled. He fled to the island, little Mediterranean island of Cyprus. And there in the missionary journeys, St. Paul and Barnabas appointed him to be the bishop of the region of Cyprus called Kittian. And so he became a bishop, the first bishop of Kittian in Cyprus. And Lazarus served for 30 more years of serving our Lord as a bishop. And it's been said that Lazarus never smiled in those 30 years following his resurrection. Why? Not because he wasn't happy to be alive, but because during the 4 days that he was dead, God had shown him the vision of the souls that were in hell, in Hades. Those who had not followed God, and those who had not been yet released. But Lazarus also knew that Jesus had come and brought us salvation. So the good news for us is that Lazarus died again. But I can tell you this, he was not afraid to die, because he had already seen death before, and he already knew that our Lord Jesus had brought salvation and eternal life, and he would never ever die again. And so that's why today, in our sickness, we're not sick in body, but you know what? We are sick in soul. Our souls are sick, but we rejoice. We rejoice that we have life everlasting in Jesus. Are you happy about that? Let us rejoice. Can you say rejoice?
Rejoice.
Rejoice. Rejoice, for our Lord has come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.